欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们今天早上的聚会。
Once again, welcome our friends to attend this morning's liturgical service.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习，耶稣是罪人的朋友。
I'd like to share with you the topic, Jesus is the sinner's friend.
那我们先来看马可福音第二章。
Let's refer to the gospel according to Mark chapter 2.
马可福音第二章。
Mark chapter 2.
马可福音第二章的十九节
，verse 19，
十五节
，verse 15，
第二章十五节
，Mark chapter 2 verse 15。
耶稣在利未家坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人与耶稣并他的门徒一同坐席，因为这样的人多，他们也跟随耶稣。十六节
16.
法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就对他的门徒说，他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？这里在讲主耶稣传道的时候所经历的一件事情。
This passage records an incident happened when Jesus Christ was preaching.
他到税吏跟罪人的家与他们一起吃饭。
He dined with the tax collectors.
税吏在当时因为欺诈很多不应该收的税，所以被看作罪人。
Tax collectors back in those days were recognized as sinners.
主耶稣跟这些人一起在吃饭。
But Jesus Christ dined with so-called sinners.
其中社会上有一些人叫做法利赛人。
There were also scribes and Pharisees.
他们是对旧约圣经非常精通的一群人。
They were the scholars in the Old Testament.
他们一直在追求在神的道理上完全没有错误。
They pursued for the perfection in the words of God.
所以他看到很惊讶，为什么耶稣跟罪人一起在吃饭
？They were so surprised seeing that Jesus Christ dined.With the sinners.
所以很显然的，这些税法利赛人跟文士他们跟这些罪人是界限画得很清楚。
We can see that scribes and Pharisees draw the line between the tax collectors and them.
他们不但觉得自己不犯罪，而且他们也觉得不耻跟这些罪人在一起。
And they thought that they were unworthy to die and even to socialize with the scribe with the tax collectors.
所以他问为什么耶稣跟罪人一起吃喝呢？
Therefore, they asked this question: How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners?
那主耶稣怎么回答？
In reply, Jesus said,
请看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
耶稣听见就对他们说：健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是要招义人，乃是招罪人。
Those who are well have no need of physician, but those are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
主耶稣这一句话在描写在当时吃饭的场合里面有三种人。
So Jesus Christ, in the words, we can see that Jesus Christ classified the three kinds of people.
一个是有病的人
，a sick person.
一个是健康的人
，and a healthy person.
一个是医生
，and a physician.
那请问谁是有病的人
？And who are the sick ones?
很显然的，这些税吏跟罪人迎接到耶稣到他家里面，因为他们觉得他们需要耶稣。
Evidently, those collectors who welcomed Jesus, who received Jesus Christ to their house, they felt that they need a physician.
他们也知道耶稣能够赦他们的罪。
They also knew that Jesus Christ could forgive their sins.
所以耶稣是一个医生。
So Jesus Christ is a physician.
但是在那个场合里面，也有人觉得我没有罪。
Still, there are people felt that we are blameless. We are sinless.
文士、法利赛人。
Which are those, which are the scribes and Pharisees.
所以他们觉得他不需要医生。
And they felt that they need no doctors.
他们不需要耶稣。
And they need no Jesus.
今天我们再看这个社会上的现象，就是 跟这个故事一模一样。
This is exactly what's happening in the society today.
啊，为什么这么多人不愿意信耶稣
？Why there are a lot of people still refuse to believe in Jesus?
我们想一个问题：过去一年我们有没有看过医生
？Let's count over this. In the past year, did we ever visit a doctor?
啊，如果我们觉得我没有病，我怎么会看医生呢
？If I felt that I'm so healthy, why do I need to see a doctor?
啊，如果我们有病，我们才会看医生。
Of course, we will see a doctor when we are ill.
我们活了几十年，为什么我们不需要耶稣呢
？We've been living on this earth for several decades. Why do I need Jesus？
一个基本的关键是因为我没有罪。
As one important mind thought is that I am not a sinner.
为什么我需要耶稣
？I'm blameless. And why do I need Jesus？
所以罪这个变成这个社会上里面呢、啊，非常被忌讳、啊，大家不愿意谈的一个题目。
And sin has become a taboo that people refuse to talk about.
因为大家不喜欢听。
Because people dislike to hear about sin.
在文明的社会里面
，in such a civilized society,
大家觉得越来越有教养
，and people felt that they are highly educated.
文化水准越来越高
，and they have very high standard of knowledge.
自我的意识越来越强
，and very self-egoistic.
所以人不愿意听，也不要听罪这一件事情
，and people refuse to hear the word of sin.
所以大家觉得我不需要耶稣。
Therefore, a lot of people feel that they don't need Jesus at all.
但是问题是，我们需要对这件事情有一个很清楚的认识。
However, we must have a clear understanding of sin.
我们要认识罪是什么。
We should understand what is the meaning of sin.
它带给我们人的后果是什么。
And what is the consequence that sin brings to us?
我们看加拉太书。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Galatians.
加拉太书的第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
二十二节。
Galatians,
加拉太书第三章的二十二节
，Chapter 3, verse 22,
这里说圣经把众人都圈在罪里面
，But the Scripture has confined all under sin.
这句话非常有力量。
This is a very powerful statement.
圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
The Scripture has confined all under sin.
我们觉得我没有罪，这可能是对的。
If a person feels that he's sinless or blameless, maybe he's right.
因为我没有逃税。
I pay taxes.
我没有杀人，我没有抢人。
I never killed. I never robbed.
所以在一个国家的法律之下，我没有罪。
I commit no crimes. So under the law, and I am blameless.
但是这一节圣经告诉我们。
However, as we just read,
当圣经一翻开来，我们都是罪人。
When we turn to the Bible, it's stated very clearly that the scripture has confined all under sin.
也就是当我们站在神绝对的标准之下，没有一个人没有罪。
In other words, when we stand under the absolute standard of the Lord, everyone is a sinner.
所以到底我们有没有罪，关键在乎到底我们用什么标准来看自己。
And the point is, what kind of standard do we use?
如果我们用自己的标准来看自己，我们是没有问题。
Of course, if we use our own standard, we are blameless and sinless.
但是如果我们站在神的标准来看我们，每一个都是罪的。
But if we view from the standard of the Lord, everyone is a sinner.
圣经里面有一卷书叫罗马书。
There's another epistle in the Bible called Romans.
这个是保罗写的。
Which was written by Paul.
这个人受过很好的教育。
And he received high education.
所以罗马书你从第一章读到最后一章。
If you read from Romans chapter 1 and through the end,
你可以发现保罗如果今天当律师，他是美国第一流的律师。
If you imagine Paul was attorney, perhaps he was the best lawyer in the US.
因为他里面这个逻辑的结构自问自答这个非常的完美。
He has very clear logical sense and mind.
但是罗马书有一个很重要的主题。
But the book of Romans has a very important subject.
就是人需要耶稣。
Man needs Jesus.
为什么
?Why?
因为人有罪。
Because man has committed sin.
如果今天我们没有罪。
If a person is sinless or blameless.
我们今天不需要耶稣。
He doesn't need Jesus anymore.
但从罗马书第一章开始。
As we may read from Romans chapter 1.
保罗就提到人有罪。
And Paul mentioned about man has committed sin.
我们先来看罗马书的第一章。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
二十节。
Verse 20.
罗马书第一章的二十节
Romans chapter 1 verse 20
自从造天地以来神的永能和神性是明明可知的 虽然眼睛不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
首先，保罗提到神的存在是你没有办法说没有的。
Firstly, Paul mentioned about the existence of God is an undeniable fact.
因为这个伟大的创造就证明神的存在。
And due to the, his creation, man cannot deny his existence.
但是人故意不认识神。
And man purposely refused to recognize God.
所以罪就从这里出来。
And this is the origin of sin.
因为人如果故意不认识神，我们就取代了神。
If a person deliberately not to recognize Jesus, then, he replaces God.
我们取代的神，结果就是我们做我们想要做的事情。
The consequence is man does things on his own behalf.
因为人已经把神踢在一旁。
Man has put God aside.
我们过我们所要想过的生活。
We do in the way that we like to.
但是在神绝对的标准之下，我们有很多的罪。
But under the absolute standard of God, man has a lot of sins.
所以从22节一直讲到31节。
If we continue to read from verse 22 through 31, verse 31.
这个包括人知识上的罪。
And including, the sin of knowledge.
人在情欲上犯的罪。
And, the lustful sins.
人在意志上所犯的罪。
And the man committed the other sins.
所以圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
So the devil says that, the scripture confines the man's and the sins.
接下去保罗就讲犹太人也没有好到哪里去。
And Paul also mentioned that the Jews are no better than the others.
虽然旧约的圣经主要是以犹太人为基础。
Of course, the Old Testament is based on, the Israelites.
但是犹太人也有罪。
Still, the Jews have sins as well.
今天我们仔细看我们的生活。
If we take a close look of our daily life,
我们到处都可以看到罪的存在。
We can see the existence of sins almost everywhere.
比方说
For instance,
人讲的话还不算你要 sign contract, 你要立一个契约要签名。
A man cannot take his words and has to write a contract and an agreement.
这个就在暗示人有罪。
It also hints that man has sins.
我们门锁的不算门关的不算还要上锁。
Not only we, lock the door and then we have to lock it twice.
你关的不算 close
不算。If you close the door, that's still not safe enough. You have to lock the door.
这个代表人有罪性。
It also means that man, has the instinct nature to commit sins.
美国虽然很文明。
The US is so civilized.
美国是整个世界里面律师比例最高的一个国家。
In the US, it has the highest rate of attorney.
为什么需要律师？
Why in this country there are so many attorneys?
这个基本上在讲我们人有罪。
And the basic principle telling us that man has sins.
所以我们从各个方面来看，人真的有罪。
If we take a look from different, points of views, a man has sins.
圣经里面讲十条诫命。
The Bible records the Ten Commandments.
神用手指头写在石板上十条诫命。
God personally wrote the Ten Commandments.
这个记载在出埃及记。
It is recorded in Exodus.
我们来看出埃及记。
Let's refer to Exodus.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
出埃及记的二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
第三节。
Verse 3.
除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
在我们生活当中，神最高。
In our life, God is the highest.
他是万物的来源。
He is the source of all the creation.
所以最大的诫命就是要拜这一位神，爱这一位神。
So the greatest commandment is to love the Lord and to worship Him.
他是一个人类的根源。
He is the source of man.
所以人的罪在哪里？
So where is the sin then?
就是对人类的根源失去一种崇拜。
And man disobey the law and does not worship God.
没有给他荣耀。
And doesn't glorify him anymore.
第四节开始。
As we continue to read from verse 4 onward.
第二节。
The second commandment is mentioned.
就是人雕刻偶像。
A man make a carved image.
这个是个非常严重的罪。
This is a very serious sin.
因为偶像是直接挑战神的存在。
Because image or idols challenge the assistance of God.
偶像是藐视神对世界的主权。
And also, the image challenged the power of God.
偶像夺取神的荣耀。
And the image also seized the glory of God.
你看到处都在拜偶像。
We notice that there are idol worshippers all the places.
你发现了世界上充满着罪，因为人拜偶像。
There are sins of the world due to man worshipping God.
第三节
idols.
第七节
，verse seven
啊，不可妄称神的名
，and do not take the name of the Lord, his name in vain.
神的名就是耶稣
，the name of God is Jesus.
你看我们的生活没有办法荣耀神
，in our daily life, man cannot glorify his name.
因为我们犯了罪
，it's because we commit sins.
在我们身上看不到神的荣耀
，and God's glory cannot be manifested by man.
我们对神有亏欠
，and we are in the shortage of the Lord.
第四节。
The fourth commandment
要守安息日
，and to keep Sabbath，
一个礼拜的第七天要归给神为圣日。
And the seven days, the seventh day belongs to the Lord，
来纪念敬拜我们的神。
And to remember, we use this day to remember Him and to worship Him。
第五节
，the fifth commandment，
十二节
，verse 12，
要孝敬父母
，and honor thy fathers and thy mother。
我们现在的孝顺是指对小孩子的爱，孝子。
We turn our love to the children only.
所以父母在子女的心中分量越来越少。
So the parents so the children have less, the parents have less position in the children's mind.
所以人依赖社会的福利来看顾自己的父母，忘记了我们做子女的责任。
So men rely on the social welfare to take care of the parents and simply neglecting their obligations.
在神的面前，这是一种疏忽，这是一种罪。
In the eyes of God, this is negligence, and it is also a sin.
第六节
，the sixth commandment，
不可杀。
Thou shalt not murder.
拿掉神所赐的生命，这个就是杀。
Take away one's life is murder.
虽然我们手没有杀。
Although we do not use our own hands to kill.
主耶稣把这个诫命再延伸到我们内心里面，恨人就是杀人。
And Jesus Christ tried to uplift this. If a person hates the other and is considered as committing murder.
请问有哪一个人没有恨过人？
Does anybody never hate a person?
我们用很礼貌，用这很文明的方式在对待人，但是我们内心里面充满着恨。
Hourly, we may use a very polite expression, showing the others. Yet in our heart, we hate the person.
所以罪有时候不是外在的行为，是内在的那一种状态啊，敌对的神。
So, sin is not necessary any outward action. Is our inner behavior.
所以罪有时候不是用法律上量得到的，是用良心来看。
So sin sometimes cannot be measured by the law. It has to be judged by the scripture, by the conscience.
如果我们一个人可以赤裸裸的把我们心拿开来，我们的心是不能看的。
If we open our heart and it cannot be seen.
第七节
，verse seven，
不可以犯奸淫。
Commandment seven is thou shalt not commit adultery.
这一戒人没有办法守。
A man cannot keep this commandment.
现在主流社会已经把这一戒拿掉了。主流的教派
and the mainstream has removed this commandment.
因为这一戒一讲，教会里人跑光了。
If you touch base this commandment, and nobody else will stay in the church anymore.
如果信徒不走，讲的牧师要走。
Even the believers remain, and the pastor will also leave.
因为牧师不能够让人做礼拜的人觉得有罪恶感。
Because the pastor cannot let people feel that they are guilty.
这一戒之下，人都倒了。
And so this commandment will actually make a lot of people leaving the church.
主耶稣说
，Jesus said,
你如果看到异性，你有淫念，你就在心里面犯奸淫。
If you have a desire thought in your mind when seeing your opposite sex, you already commit adultery.
你看我们每天所看的这个大众传播的影片里面，有多少的暴力，有多少的事情。
A lot of time when we watch the TV, there are a lot of brutality, and crimes and violence.
这些污秽倒在我们内心所产生思想上的这种污秽，在神面前就是罪。
And all this filth will defile our mind.
所以我们都是罪人。
And we are all sinners.
第八节。
The eighth commandment.
不可偷盗。
Thou shalt not steal.
你说我没有偷盗吗？
Have you, do you, did the president never steal?
你回家看，抽屉一打开来，那个汤匙里面有 China Airline， 啊 ，Singapore Airline， 为什么跑到你家的抽屉里面？
If you open your drawer, you may see a lot of things that you've taken from different places.
你到公共场所里面拿了很多的 napkin 来自己私用，这不是罪吗
？You take a lot of in the public area. You take a lot of napkins and bring home for your own personal use. Are these considered as sins?
不是我们自己的东西，我们把它当作自己的，这个就是罪。
If this thing doesn't belong to you and you take it home and become your personal possession, is this a sin?
16节
Verse 16.
第九节
The ninth commandment.
不可作假见证
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
不可说谎
That means a person should not lie. Should never lie.
就是罪
Because lying, lie is considered a sin.
但是如果说谎为着自己的利益来陷别人于不义，这个罪是更大。
So if a liar is for his own benefit and try to harm the others, this is a sin.
有哪一个人没有罪呢
？So did anybody else never lie?
第十节
，The tenth commandment.
不可贪心。
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house.
哪一个人没有贪心呢？
So does the person has the person never been covetous?
所以圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
So it's very true that the scriptures confine all men under sin.
圣经一打开来，我们都是罪人。
So when we open the Bible and use the God's standard, everybody is a sinner.
所以我们每一天很忙碌，一直在解决我们觉得很重要、必须解决的问题。
We are very busy every day and trying to resolve our daily needs and problems.
但是有一个问题我们常常忘记了。
But there's one problem, one issue that we always neglected.
如果圣经告诉我们，我们都是有罪。
If the Bible tells that we are all sinners,
请问我们曾经怎么去解决这个问题吗
？May I ask you this question? Have you ever tried to resolve this problem?
事实上，有一些人是有良心的。
Men, still there are men have a conscience.
所以他们就开始寻求解决的方式。
And they begin to pursue, for a solution.
去追求禅宗静坐追求佛教。
And they pursued for other, religion.
但是我们首先来看罪的结果是什么。
Let's take a look at the consequence of sin.
罪的第一个结果就是他跟神的关系切断。
The consequence of sin, makes a man to isolate himself from the Lord.
有一次有一个弟兄他开一部很好的车子。
That was a brother driving a luxurious car.
我看到他从来没有迟到，怎么这次来教会迟到这么久呢？
In the past, he was never late to the church. How come this time, he was late?
他才说神真的很爱我。
He told me that God loves me very much.
他说他开到 freeway 以后，忽然那这一部车子里面整个电的系统全部都停了。
When he was driving on the freeway, and suddenly the car has no electrical supply.
那电一停啊，刹车也刹不住了。
Of course, when the car lost power, and he couldn't even stop the vehicle.
差一点跟人相撞。
And that was almost collision.
所以现在这个社会，如果能源一断绝，你发现我们不晓得怎么生活。
So in this society, if there's no energy resources, we didn't even know how to live. We couldn't even survive.
但是我们整个人类生命的来源，那个来源是哪里
？But what is the source of life?
那个来源是神。
That is God.
所以这个跟神的关系断绝所产生的后果是非常的严重的。
So if a person break up his relationship with the Lord, and the consequence is very, very serious.
所以罗马书说，罪的工价就是死。
Therefore, the wage of sin is death.
今天没有一个人说他不会死。
No one can say that he will never die.
你看，坐在这里没有人100岁。
Nobody live up to 100 years old.
所以我们也知道大概我们活不到100岁。
So we know that in average, nobody can live up to 100 years old.
死是众人的结果。
Death is the end of a person.
因为人有罪。
Because man has sins.
所以有人说没有关系死就完了。
Some people may feel that, oh, that's alright. The death is the end of everything.
但是圣经告诉我们死没有结束。
Is that so? But the Bible tells us that death is not just an end.
死是那真正的自我从这个肉体的壳子里面搬到另外一个世界去。
It's a person, his soul will move from his physical body and relocated to another world.
到哪一个地方去
？And what is the destination?
到灵界里面去。
And to the spiritual world.
那在灵界里面只有两个地方。
In the spiritual world, there are only two places.
一个地方是有神的地方。
The place where God abides with.
一个地方是没有神的地方。
A place that has no God.
有神的地方就是乐园。
The place that God dwells is the paradise.
没有神的地方就是阴间。
The place where there's no God is the Hades.
就是地狱。
which is also the hell.
这个是永远的。
And these two places are eternal.
所以我们说死就算了，这个是自己欺骗自己。
If the third is simply at the end, is cheating, is deceiving himself.
因为神的存在不会因为你不相信他，他就不存在。
The existence of God, God is always there. It doesn't matter whether you believe in him or not. He always exist.
所以死所带来的结果，这是神决定的，不是我们决定的。
So the consequence of death is determined by God, not by us.
因此人类最大的危机是灭亡。
So the greatest crisis of a person is eternal perishment.
这个灭亡不是肉体的死。
This perishment is not the physical death.
是灵魂下到永远的地狱里面去。
It's the soul being cast into the Hades or the hell and suffer in that place forever.
这是可怕的。
This is so horrified.
所以为什么说我们要很严肃来想罪的问题。
That's why we should seriously consider the wage of sin.
因为这跟神切断，就是表示我们没有永生。
So if a person is isolated from the Lord and break up with the Lord, and he will not have eternal life.
好，那我们在活着的时候跟神关系切断，又有什么后果呢
？So what's the consequence if a person isolates himself from the Lord and break up his relationship with the Lord when he is still alive?
请看雅各书第一章。
Let's refer to the epistle of James.
雅各书第一章。
The book of James.
17节。
Chapter 1, verse 17.
雅各书第一章十七节。
James chapter 1, verse 17.
从十六节开始。
Let's read from verse 16 then.
我亲爱的弟兄，不要看错了，十七节。
17.
各样美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，是从众光之父那里降下来的。
Verse 16, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
这个十六节说不要看错了，不要被骗了。
Verse 16, the Bible says that do not be deceived.
如果有一个人告诉你没有拜神你也可以过得很好，已经被骗了。
If a person tells you that you can still live a good life without God and he is trying to cheat you.
为什么？
What's the reason?
十七节。
Let's continue to read verse 17.
各样美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，都是从上头来。
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
这个上头是哪里？
And what is the above?
上头就是天上的神。
The above is God in heaven.
所以人世间美善的，人世间完全的，是从神来的。
Therefore, as we just read, every good gift and every perfect gift on this earth is from God.
如果我们关系跟神切断。
If we break up the relationship with the Lord,
人世间你就找不到有一件事情是美善的，找不见一件事情是完美的。
Then we do not find any good gift nor any perfect gift on this earth.
为什么圣经讲的这么悲观呢
？Why the Bible gives such a pessimistic view?
因为圣经告诉我们
，For the Bible tells that
人犯罪以后，罪就做了王，在控制我们。
After man has committed sin, and the sin has become the king, so men are controlled by the sin.
所以表面上看起来，我们活在很自由的社会里面。
Apparently, man may live in such a free world.
你想要做什么，你就可以做什么。
He can do anything as he wishes.
但是事实上不一定是这样。
It is not true.
因为罪在我们身上作王。
Since sin is our master.
所以让你不能够做你所愿做的。
Man actually cannot do things freely.
也让我们做很多我们不想要做的。
And man does a lot of things against his conscience.
好，我们从最简单的例子来讲。
Let me give you a very simple example.
请问有谁喜欢生气？
Does anyone like to be angry?
没有一个人喜欢。
Nobody likes to be angry.
请问有哪一个人能够讲出生气有什么好处？
Can anyone list what is the benefit of being angry?
人一生气，夫妻的关系就不好。
If a person is angry, he doesn't have a good relationship with his spouse.
你一生气，你在工作场合里跟你的同事就不好。
When a person loses his temper, he will not have a good relationship with his colleagues.
所以生气不能够成就什么好事。
So anger cannot fulfill anything good.
这个大家都知道。
We all know this idea.
但是事实上就是我们常常生气。
In fact, men get angry very easily.
有的人是一个月生气一次。
Some people lose temper once a month.
有的人是一个礼拜生气一次。
Some people lose temper once a week.
有的是每天生气一次。
Some people lose tempers once a day.
有的是几个小时生气一次。
Some people lose tempers once every hour.
有的是每一个时刻都在生气。
And people, some people lose tempers almost any time.
这个就是罪。
This is a sin.
罪控制了我们。
Because he is controlled by the sin.
让你不能过一个美善完美的生活。
So he cannot live in a good and perfect life.
因为我们跟神关系切断了。
Since we break up the relationship with the Lord.
我们就被控制了。
We are controlled by the sins.
我们在这个世界上还有很多的罪会控制我们。
There are a lot of sins on this world controlling us.
比方说，很多人在这个社会上醉酒。
Another example is that a lot of people are drunk.
用药。
They are alcoholic or using drugs.
这个都是不好的。
All these are the bad behaviors.
大家都是不好的，知道这是不好的。
Man knows all these things are bad.
但是这个普遍在控制现在的人。
Still, all these sins are controlling man.
我们倒是知道人活着要得到满足。
We all know that man needs to be satisfied. To be satisfied.
这个满足从哪里来
?And what is the satisfaction come from?
这个满足应该是从神来的。
So the content should come from the Lord.
但是我们现在因为跟神关系切断了。
Since man has broken up the relationship with the Lord.
所以我们就开始从这个世界的物质上要求满足。
That he pursued for the material on this world to be satisfied.
有的还不够。
And man is never satisfied with what he possesses.
我们还要更多。
He's trying to pursue more and more.
好的还不够。
He has the best, but he's still
我们还要更好的。
Looking for anything better.
所以我们就是花很多的时间要求满足，但是心灵还是很空虚。
Man pursue a lot of time, spend a lot of time and effort look for perfection, yet he's still not satisfied.
这个就是跟神关系切断。
In other words, it means that he doesn't have a good relationship with the Lord.
那人活着被欲望控制的结果常常会犯罪。
So the consequence of a man controlled by desire that will result committing a lot of sins.
所以我们才能够去满足我们的欲望。
Then he can try to, by doing so, he will try to satisfy his desire.
所以每一天很多人喜欢看报纸，但是你报纸一摊开来看。
For instance, if you turn to the newspaper, the daily newspaper,
你花了一个钟头看报纸。
You spend an hour to read the paper.
请问里面有哪一条是好消息
？Is there any good news?
差不多找不到。
Almost you find almost no good news.
为什么
？Why?
因为人一离开了神，这个社会里面一旦没有神，美善的全备的就消失。
If a society has no God, all the good gift and perfect gift are gone.
十七节说。
Let's read again, verse 17 of James chapter 1.
说从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的。
And comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation.
神就是众光的来源。
And God is a source of light.
这个光带给我们希望。
And the light brings us hope.
当你进到一个隧道里面去。
When you are entering a tunnel.
你开了五分钟。
And you drive in the tunnel for 5 minutes.
你开了十分钟。
Or 10 minutes.
你就期待前面有一点光。
And you expect to see there's a light in front of you.
那一点光就是你的出路。
Because the light is your exit.
那一点光就是你的希望。
And the light is your hope.
如果你开到隧道里面一个钟头还看不到光。
If you drive in a dark tunnel by not seeing a light ahead of you.
你就会害怕起来。
And you will be frightened.
因为再开下去还是没有光。
If you keep on driving, you still see no light.
你的出路在哪里
？And where is your exit? Where is your hope?
隧道又没有办法让你回头。
And you cannot turn back.
前进又没有光。
And there's no light ahead of you.
这个就是人类的困境。
And the man is trapped.
请问你再活下去
？If you continue to live,
你一直看下去
，and you still continue to see
ahead of you. 我们活着的光在哪里
？And where is your bright future?
人类活着的希望在哪里
？And what is the hope of a man?
我们常常要想
，We should ponder over this.
我们人类集中的追求是什么
？What should we focus in pursuing? What should we focus on?
你最后的追求是什么
？And what is the end result of what you are pursuing for?
真的，如果没有神
，If without God,
我们人生是没有盼望。
And man is hopeless,
没有光。
It has no light.
所以这个罪的结果是很可怕的。
So the consequence of sin is horrifying, is frightful.
我们跟神的关系切断。
If we break up our relationship with the Lord.
第二个。
Then,
这个罪的结果是我们人跟人的关系破裂。
And the wage of that is also, is resulting the breakup, between men.
我们在美国这个婚姻的破裂的比例是 50%。
In the U.S., the percentage of marital failures 50%.
啊，所以有时候你在美国公司里面上班，你回头一看，每一个人婚姻都破裂过。
In a company, you may see that there are a lot of divorced colleagues.
哦，我们用很文明的方法来解释，说这是因为个性不合。
If we use a very civilized way, because they cannot live together because of different human natures.
我们知道，这个人这个关系一旦破裂，
if a man has broken up the relationship with the others,
第一个，这种伤害是一生的伤痕，没有办法解决的。
And this, so this wound, the wound can never be healed.
第二个，对子女的伤害，这是。
Secondly, it will hurt.The damage cost to the children are immeasurable.
但是在这个社会里面充满了这个问题。
But this is the common problem in the society.
我们常常想，那这个要怎么去解决？
And how can we resolve this?
到最后我们发现，解决的方法就是回到圣经。
So the only solution is to return to the Bible.
当我们心里面有神的话，
If we have God in our mind,
当我们心里面有神的爱，
If we are filled with the Lord, with the love of God,
我们来过婚姻的生活。
Then we will be able to make it and try to live in a good marriage life.
当我们请主耶稣进到我们的家庭里面来，
When we welcome and receive Jesus Christ to come to our house,
有他的平安跟喜乐在我们的家庭里面，
Then we will have the love and joy of Christ in our family.
这个婚姻是绝对有保障的。
Then this marriage is secured.
这个是绝对的。
And it is absolute.
所以要避免人跟人之间的冲突。
In order to avoid the conflict between man,
关系的破裂
and the breakout of relationship,
我们只有一个方法。
There's only one solution.
就是来到耶稣的面前来解决这个罪。
And coming to the front of the Lord and try to take care of the problem of sins.
那罪带给我们个人的结果也是很凄惨的。
And of course, the consequence of sin is tragic.
好，我们先来看以赛亚书。
Let's refer to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
第六节。以赛亚书五十三章的第六节。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6.
这里说，我们都如羊走迷了路，个人偏行己路啊！神是我们众人的罪，都归在他的身上。
All we like sheep have gone astray; we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
前面说我们都走迷了路
，and we have all gone astray.
走迷的路就是离开的神。
Going astray means that the person.Is a person is no longer with God.
那下面说，我们众人的罪都归在他的身上。
And we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
离开神的结果就是被罪捆绑。
So this is a consequence of astray from the Lord, and he's confined by sin.
请看以赛亚书的五十七章二十节。
Let's also read Isaiah chapter 57.
二十节。
Verse 20.
以赛亚书五十七章二十。
Isaiah chapter 57 verse 20。
唯独恶人好像翻腾的海，不得平静，其中的水常涌出污秽和淤泥来。
But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up myrrh and dirt.
二十一节。
21。
我的神说，恶人不得平安。
There's no peace, says my God, for the wicked.
这里神说，恶人不得平安。
God said.The wicked one has no peace.
谁是恶人？
And who are the wicked ones?
就是有罪的人。
And the sinners.
得不到平安。
They have no peace.
因为良心在我们内心指控我们。
Because they are accused by the conscience.
所以这样看起来，一个人要得到平安要把罪拿掉。
In order for a person to gain peace, he must have the sins removed.
因此人需要耶稣。
Therefore, man needs Jesus.
我们先来看马太福音，主耶稣来世界的目的是什么？
Let's take a look of the purpose of Jesus coming to the world. The book of Matthew.
请看马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
马太第一章的二十一节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
他要将生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫做耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪里面救出来。
And he shall bring forth the son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and for he will save his people from their sins.
主耶稣要出生以前
，prior to the birth of Jesus,
天使就告诉约瑟
，an angel told Joseph,
说你的太太玛利亚要生一个孩子。
Your wife Mary will give birth a son.
你要给他起名叫耶稣。
And you shall call his name Jesus.
他拉他来世界的目的就是要把人从罪里面救出来。
For he will save his people from their sins.
所以耶稣能够救我们的罪。
So Jesus can deliver us from sins.
因为他为我们的罪已经铺了一条解决的道路。
He opened a way, to resolve the sin.
就是为我们钉在十字架。
He was crucified on the cross.
我们今天能够信耶稣接受洗礼，我们的罪就得到解决。
If we believe in him and receive water baptism, then our sins will be cleansed.
这个叫做恩典。
And this is so-called grace and mercy.
所以解决罪不是靠个人的意志。
So the way to resolve sin is not just a person's determination.
也不是靠个人的修行。
It's not through his personal cultivation.
解决罪要靠神的恩典。
The only way to resolve the problem of sin is to rely on God.
就是信耶稣。
In another word, he has to believe in Jesus.
接受洗礼。
To receive the water baptism.
我们的罪就可以得到解决。
Then our sins can be cleansed.
但是罪解决之后还有一个让人的罪性怎么办？
And how about the sinful nature of man.
非常奇妙，神要赐圣灵给我们。
Wonderfully, the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵会更新我们的人性。
The Holy Spirit will renovate us and renew our nature.
使我们的罪性渐渐减消，神性渐渐增加。
And then our sinful nature will gradually fade away, and then the divine nature will be in us.
所以我们大家都觉得改变自己很难。
We all know that it's very hard to change the characteristic or change the character of a person.
你如果太太要改变先生，先生要改变太太，到最后都是失望的。
So it's very hard for the couple to change each other.
父母要改变子女也失望。
Even parents try to change the children, it's very hard.
为什么？
What's the reason?
我们都很难改变自己啊。
We can't even try to change ourselves.
那到底我们要怎么才能改变自己？
And how can we change our characters?
要主耶稣的生命进到我们里面来。
Only with the life of Jesus dwells in us.
因为耶稣活在世界一生，他没有犯罪。
Because Jesus was living on this earth, he committed no sin.
他行很多的善事。
He did a lot of good deeds.
他是良善的来源。
And he is the source of he is the source of good.
他的生命的本质是良善。
Because his divine nature is good.
所以当主耶稣进到我们里面
，So when Jesus dwells in our heart,
我们才能够根本的改变。
Then we can change our characters.
离开罪性。
Then we will be able to astray from all sinful things.
使我们里面有神性。
Then we will have divine nature.
所以耶稣是罪人的朋友。
So Jesus Christ is the friend of sinners.
解决罪是人生最严肃的一个问题。
So solving the problem of sin is the most serious matter in our life.
是最重要的一个问题。
It's actually the most important issue.
这个问题解决了。
If this issue can be resolved,
我们才能够看到那个隧道的一点光。
Then we'll be able to see the light in front of us in the dark tunnel.
这个问题解决了。
So when this problem is resolved,
人生才能够体验到美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐。
Then the man will receive and enjoy the perfect gift.
那解决的方法就是回归向耶稣。
The only way is to return to the Lord. Let's sing him.
32
Number 32.